Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Archon Daf Chof Daud, Archon 24. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the seventh chapter of Tractate Archon, Ein Makdishin. And so says our Mishnah in Tractate Archon, Ein Makdishin Lifnei Hayovel Pachos Mishtei Shanim, that a person who wants to consecrate an inherited field to the temple, you're not allowed to do that. If the simple reading of our Mishnah is one is not allowed to do that before the Jubilee year, in which case the fields would be returned if it would be less than 2 years before the Jubilee year. And after the Jubilee year, if you consecrated it, you're not allowed to redeem it from the temple until 1 year has passed. So our Gemara challenges this idea that you're not allowed to consecrate a field within the 2 years of the Jubilee year. So the Gemara asks, "V'raminu," but we have a contradictory source to this, because it states in a brisa, "Makdishin ben lefnei hayovel ben la'achar hayovel." We have a contradictory source which states we are allowed to consecrate it before the Jubilee year, and also after the Jubilee year, "B'shnas hayovel atzmo lo yakdish," but in the Jubilee year itself, you're not allowed to consecrate it. "V'mhikdish eino kadosh," and if you consecrate it in the Jubilee year, it's not consecrated. But from this source, this brisa, we see that you're allowed to consecrate it up until the Jubilee year. So why does our Mishnah say that you're not allowed to consecrate it within 2 years of the Jubilee year? So the Gemara says that Ravu Shmuel, the Amri Trevaru, the Gemara answers it, that Rav and Shmuel came up with an answer. What does it mean? "E makdishin ligal begerua pachos mishtei shanim," meaning to say that you're not allowed to consecrate the field with the intent of redeeming it by subtracting the amount of money that's remaining from the amount of years that the field needs to be consecrated. You're not allowed to do that near the Jubilee year, because generally speaking, if a person consecrates a field in the first year after the Jubilee year and he wants to redeem it, then the concept is that you have to give 50 selah for each portion of the field that is a certain amount of zeroah that you're able to seed in it a base core. And if you want to plant it, if you want to redeem it 10 or 20 years after the Jubilee year, we calculate how many years remaining on the Jubilee year, and you give to the temple a sela and a punjon for every year that's remaining. That's what's called geirua, meaning to say we diminish the kesef, we diminish the money. However, if one consecrates his field within less than 2 years, then we say that we're not allowed to do this geiraon, and you have to give the full 50 in order to redeem it. And so v'kivin the imakdishin, and so says our Gemara, since you're not legal begerua, since we say that you're not allowed to redeem it if you consecrate it with a diminishing of the money, pachos mishtei shanim, less than 2 years, meaning to say we're saying to the person you're not going to be allowed to do the girua. You're going to have to pay the full amount if you do it within 2 years, and so therefore yehi adam chasal nechasa va'al yachdish pachos mishtei shanim. The Mishnah is giving you advice. The Mishnah is saying don't consecrate it within 2 years, because it's going to cost you a lot of money to redeem it. So therefore, don't do it within 2 years of our the Jubilee year. So the Gemara brings a dispute between Rav and Shmuel with somebody who wants to consecrate the field in the Jubilee year itself. So says our Gemara, "Hamakdish sadeo b'shnas hayovel atzma." Let's say you consecrated the field in the Jubilee year itself. So Rav says kedosha. Rav says the field is consecrated. V'no sein chamishim. And if you consecrate in the Jubilee year itself, and you want to redeem it, you have to give the full 50 selah. Whereas Shmuel says, "Eina kedusha kol ikar." Shmuel says you can't consecrate it at all in the Jubilee year. So the Gemara challenges Shmuel's position. Maska for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenges. He says, "Bishlamo in your mechira." I understand why you did Polish Shmuel out the Rav. I understand why Shmuel says with respect to selling the field in the Jubilee year that Shmuel argues, because he could say, it doesn't make sense. Kal vachomer, it's logical to say you can't sell a field in the Jubilee year. Ma mechura kvar yotza achshav, eino mechura eino din shloti maker. So if something is sold and in the Jubilee year it goes out now, for sure you can't sell it at all. So I understand why Shmuel says you can't sell a field in the Jubilee year. However, consecration should be different. Elahach amiko amemar kal vachomer. There's no, you can't make a kal vachomer here, because we learned Tanani Giyova Vlo Nigala. Let's say the Jubilee year arrived and the field wasn't redeemed. Kohanim Nichnasin Latocha V'nosin Tamea. Then the Kohanim can enter into the field and give its value. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so we say there that since the fields that were consecrated before Jubilee year, when the Jubilee year arrives, they don't leave the temple without being redeemed. So therefore, you can't make a Kal Vachomer to the Jubilee year itself, that the consecration won't apply. So therefore, the Gemara answers, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Svirle, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says, Nechnasin v'lo nosin, that indeed the Kohanim can enter into it, but they do not give its value. But rather, what it does, it goes out from the consecration, from the domain of the temple without being redeemed. And the reason is, Rav Savar, and Rav is going to be of the opinion that even according to Rabbi Shimon, we can't make a Kal v'chomer. Why? Because he says the phrase, "Sof sof ubal mikahadre kohanim hu denafka kohanim mishulchan kavoa kazachu." Rav is going to be of the opinion that we can't make a logical argument in this case because in the end, it's not going back to the owners; it's going back to the kohanim. And the kohanim, the reason why the kohanim don't give the value of it is because kohanim mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Because the kohanim are really benefiting from the table of gavoa, from the table of God, so to speak, from the table of Hek. And so therefore, this is not going to be considered like it's departing from the domain of Hekdesh. And so since it's not going to be considered like it's departing from the domain of Hekdesh, we can't make a Kal v'chomer. That's the Gemara's argument. But today, this phrase, Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu, that we are benefiting from an exalted table, the Rashbats writes in Magen Avos, that the way we fulfill this today is by studying Torah at our dining room table, at our kitchen table. Because whenever we do that, we're transforming our table into a Shulchan Kavoa. And that's the phrase in this Gemara, Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu, from benefiting from an exalted table.